Welcome or welcome back to Soul Source, the podcast. This is your host, Jada Brown, and I am so excited to talk to you. So stay tuned. Hey, babes. Oh, my goodness. I know you want my neck. You want my throat. But let's just get into the episode and let's hash it out, okay? Let's hash it out. I love you. I know you're here to yell at me, but you're going to listen. You're going to listen. Why? Because we have grown so much that we know that we have to listen to reasons why Jada disappears, because they all come back with facts. Okay. I have receipts. Stay tuned. Listen to the episode. I love you. Mwah. Okay, like usual, let's do a little highs and lows moment right before the episode. Hi, I'm back. That's my high right now, that we are here together and we're having our time. And I love that for us. Low, the fact that I was ever fucking gone, and I'm so sorry about that. I love you guys so much, and that love is an action word, okay? And I'm learning that. Love is an action word. I can't just keep throwing the word out there and not putting action behind it. So let's get into that. Happy mental health fucking Monday, guys. I love you. Let's talk. Let's go there. I'm in that state of mind. I'm in that position right now. Okay? Stay tuned. Happy mental health Monday. I'm so happy that I'm doing a Mental Health Monday episode, okay? I love these episodes because it's basically like a little car talk, a little rant between us, and I love this for us. My whole podcast is low-key a car talk, but these episodes are really like the high-key car talks. So, let's get into... you guys know me. First of all, let's go there. You guys know me. I put everything in a list. I just like to break things down, every ounce of what has happened, or like, you know, everything I'm thinking, I just want to break it down and really explain it to you guys. So I have like titles for my notes in my notes. Anyways, the first bit of this episode is going to be called Necessary Losses. Okay. So you guys can, you see where I'm going with that, right? So, necessary losses. This can be jobs, relationships, friends, family, pets. I mean, I don't know. Like, just, you gotta say goodbye. It's unnecessary to your life now. And they are necessary to leave, okay? So, I've had necessary losses in the past, well, you guys know, the past few months, but I want to say the past couple of weeks, I've just had some real necessary losses, right? Career-wise, relationship-wise, a lot in a lot of ways. Career-wise, I just wasn't on my Zoom, okay? Your girl was not on her Zoom. I was very distracted. Mostly, you guys know, my stuff gets in the way of my mindset, and I am going to the doctors about that because I thought I had shit fixed, but shit is not fixed. Shit is not right, okay? So, and you know what? One of the necessary losses was, I call him now a friend, but this guy, like, he really helped me see that for myself. Like, I've always been, like, an emotional person, but I learned that I trauma dump, guys. And I think when I started the podcast, trauma dumping was easy because it was to you guys, and a lot of you related to that trauma, and it was easy to be creative because I had a lot of shit going on, so I had a lot of shit to talk about, right? So I was like, oh yeah, this is next, how to be a bad bitch, how to glow up from him, who not to be with, how to get this, you know, like I was able to do that because that was the eras I was in. So I was giving episode after episode. I was doing 2 to 3 episodes a week when we first started out for like the first year, right? So now my life is much calmer. I'm much calmer. I have jumped into, I feel like I had a real masculine energy when I first came on. Like, my energy was so totally different. But I was also 22. Now I'm 25 and I'm like, well, I think I launched the podcast at 23. So yeah, I launched at 23, but I knew about it at 22. So I'm 25 now, regardless. And I'm so much calmer. You know, I was up and at 'em, right? Like, all the toxic relationships, all that stuff. Like, I was just, it was nothing to me. I was moving on, doing what I was doing. But now, at 25, I'm like, hold on, pump the brakes. This is, I can't do this anymore. And so I've been finding it hard to come out with episodes to, what do I talk about if I'm not trauma dumping? And he helped me realize, he was like, you're being really emotional about a situation that you shouldn't be so emotional about, in a sense. And never let anybody tell you how you should feel. But always take criticism, even if it's right or wrong, and look at it from your lens. And that's basically what I did. And I was like, you know what? He's freaking right. He doesn't even deserve to see those emotions yet. Like, why am I giving those to him? What's inside of me that I haven't looked at? So I've been really just doing some real introspection and looking inside. Introspection. Jeez, Jada. I'm looking inside of myself and just like, wow. There's still shit I have to work on. And I know I tell you guys, like, you're always evolving. Always evolving. You're always growing. But, like, remembering it for yourself is totally different. Because I'm coming to you guys with advice, I'm thinking I've evolved from that. And that I'm different in these different ways that I thought I wasn't. I mean, I thought that, you know, I was cured or not cured. I've grown from. Damn, it's hard to talk tonight. Stick with me, guys. All right? That I've grown from, but I haven't in a certain way. Like, yes, I know how to get myself out of it quicker, but yes, I'm still falling for the same thing. Like, there's still something inside me that falls for it quick. I don't know how to say it, but I still fall for the same things. I just jump out of them quicker than I used to. I used to linger and let months in a year go by where I'm still in a bad situation. Now I'm like, this isn't working. This isn't serving. I'm gone. I'm done. Bye. Boom. Period. And that's in everything, right? So I had a brand, which I said in careers. So a necessary loss. I just didn't align with, the vision they had for something they wanted me to do. And at the end of the day, I got bills. Like, sometimes maybe you don't align, but you have bills. I stuck to my guns and was like, I just don't align with this. I just can't do it. And yeah, I didn't do it. I didn't take it. And I felt really fucking good for saying that, because there's good money and there's bad money. There's, like, all money isn't good money is what I'm trying to say. And I wasn't going to let myself do that. I was like, you know what? There's going to be another opportunity. And you guys, I opened my email, like, me in a situation had ended the beginning of this day. Opened my email on great terms. Like, I honestly genuinely think that's my best friend now at this point. But, like, I opened my email later that day, and guess what? A different brand emailed the agency that I work with to work with me, and girl, the gifting is on its way. And I'm super excited about that. Now, it's not paid, but when I do my big one with this content, I already know the possibilities that's out there. And that's how you got to see this shit. Like, life is, I feel like you guys can tell that I'm truly growing up with you. If you've been here for a while, hi, hello, I love you. Thank you for listening. I know it's hectic, but that's what Mental Health Mondays are. We are everywhere, okay? But I'm so happy you're here, and just stick along. Stick along. This is a talk you want to hear, okay? But I have really been just embodying that and just learning. Like, I know you guys can see and hear that I'm learning alongside you. And I give you the advice right as soon as I've learned something. Even if I'm going to fuck up again, which I probably will, I just want to tell you. Like, I want to tell you so you don't do it. Or if you do and you're going to and you have or you will, you know somebody else has done it too, and that you will make it through, because this is life and you are an imperfect being and all you can do is try your best every single fucking day. All right. So that's what we do here if you're new here. But yeah, I'm just learning, like, just go with the punches. Nobody ever said life was going to be easy, right? And the necessary losses that happen in life is really just building you up to the next big thing. Like, you needed to lose that job. You needed to lose that relationship. You needed to lose that friend. You needed it. Because now you're prepared. You're being prepared to accept what is right for you and what is good for you and what is loving and caring. And you have to be open to that. You can't keep going back to what wasn't, because you're just telling the universe, I don't want nothing better. No, no, no. The best is not for me. And the best is for you. You deserve the best. So that's where I was going with the necessary losses. Hope that wrapped it up for you. Okay, so next in the notes is navigating who you are and who you aren't. So I think it's really trendy right now to act bad. You know what I mean? To be a bad girl, to not a bad girl, but, like, you know, have your fun, do the act bad things, which is not being a hoe. It's literally just acting bad with your girls, doing your thing, hot girl summer-esque vibes, right? Me, you, the girls, we know this. Men are misogynistic, some of them, and they just think, oh my god, she's sleeping with the world. Like, shut up. Shut up. You're sleeping with the world. Gosh. Anyways, so I'm just not that vibe, though. I'm not gonna lie, I love going dancing and having a good time, but that's just not my, like, go-to. I'm such a picnic beach girl. Like, I'm just very different, I feel like. And the world and the society that looks like me, they expect girls that look like me to be like that. So I've found that it's been very hard to be in my realm, my space that I'm in, because there's not a lot of girls that's like me, and for people to accept it. Because they're like, wait, where is your chain, or where is your, like, tight outfit? I don't know, but that's just not my vibe. I live in Florida, okay? The girls barely know how to dress. Our hair is dying right now because of the humidity. We're not trying to be with all, it's just not the vibes. I go to the beach. I eat pub subs, okay? I go on hot girl walks. You know why? Because the gym is way too crowded, because everybody's obsessed with their bodies, because I live in fucking Florida where the beaches are. I'm not doing all that other shit. So I've been, like, realizing, Jada, that's just not you. It's just not who you are, and you can't pretend to be that way. You can't pretend to be those people. And I'm like, ugh, I don't, like, I've been having an identity crisis a little bit. And that's okay. It's okay to just think, damn it, am I in the wrong? You know why? Because at the end of the day, it helps you learn who you really are. And that's what I've learned. I'm like, girl, I love being at home and reading my fucking books. Like, I love that. I love watching fairy tale shows and eating Chipotle. Like, a good day to me is going to Sephora, getting my nails and toes done, and having my skincare on, no makeup, barefaced, walking around, ignoring the male gaze. Yeah, that is a bomb ass day to me. Okay. And I'm learning to accept that about myself. There's just so many stereotypes in about like the culture that we're in and black girls and what we should like or what we do like. I'm just like, that is so not true. Like, I could care less about that stuff. It's just a whole bunch of, it's just so materialistic and dumb. Like, I don't know. It's just not me. So I've really just been navigating who I am and who I'm becoming and who I want to be to the world. And it's just, I cannot be something I'm not. If you see me bent over on one of my homegirls in the club, yeah. I didn't say I don't go to the club. I didn't say I don't hang out. But that's just not my go-to. That's not my act bad. That's not my, like, I have no revenge to get. And if I'm trying to get revenge, I'm not going to be doing it in a club for everybody to see. You feel me? Like, no. No. That's just not acting bad. That's acting desperate to me. But no judgment. Do what you do. Have your fun. And heal in whatever way you need to do. Because, you know, been there, done that. I'm not going to lie. My late teens, super early 20s. I'm 25. So I guess like I'm in my mid 20s, right? So like 21, 22. I was an act bad club girl. I was. I'm not going to deny her. She had a time in this life. But I've learned and I've grown from that. So I guess I'm just learning who I am and who I'm not. And I'm not that girl. If y'all follow me because you think that's the content you're going to get, you're not. You're going to get me always sipping on something cute if I'm sipping around that time. Listening to some music and catching a vibe with my friends, period. No bust down chains. No, none of that. Just vibes. If you get what, the girls that get it, get it. Like, the girls that get it, get it. And that's all I have to say about that. Now, the next on the list. I am slowly but surely getting back on track. Clearly, this episode, Mental Health Monday, hello. This is me getting back on track because you guys are my heart and my soul. And I know love is an action, right? Like I said in the beginning of this episode, I need to start fucking acting like it, right? I need to show the love that I say I have instead of saying it. I'm like a bad boyfriend at this point. Like, literally never wanted to be that. But I also think it's okay to take time to come back to who you are. Like, this podcast is something I do on my own and in my free time, right? So me taking what I didn't upload last week or the 2 weeks, which is two episodes essentially, off, but you guys are going to get two episodes this week. So hey, Mental Health Monday. And then I think I'm going to do like an Ask Jada episode. Have you guys write in for Friday, which are so fun. So happy we're doing those now. Don't forget to write in. But yeah, so I'm going to come back and I'm always going to give you guys that content. If you're over on Instagram, you've been getting content. I always keep up there. It's kind of easier sometimes when I'm going through these shifts because I'm going to put on makeup to make myself feel better. And that's just content yet again to do for you guys. So yeah, it's a little bit easier to do that than just when I'm going through the motions of life happening. Again, I don't have a team right now. This is literally me coming to you guys, my free time, editing on my free time, and pumping these episodes out because I care and I love you guys. And this podcast is my soul being, okay? So I'm really just getting back on track to my routines and you guys and giving you guys the 110% that you deserve. Physically, not gonna lie, Scorpio Bay is what we're gonna call him because he's a Scorpio. So, and he's not my bae, he's like, we're gonna call him Bestie because we're like best friends now. So, Scorpio Bestie, ex bae kind of, really got me in the mental state of like working out again. And you know, you would feel shitty if like a guy kind of talked to you about working out. Low key, that's if you're an if you're insecure about working out. That is something I am not. I have gotten in the best shape of my life before and ate myself out of it. Okay. So, and really, like, for positive reasons, I was in a really good relationship and I was pretty happy. Also a friend now. But yeah, so we were just talking, and it's not like he said anything towards me. It's the way he carried himself and the way, like, his routines, his working out inspired me. And so I told him about it, and then he was, like, really receptive to the idea and what is the word I'm looking for? Encouraging. He was very encouraging. So I was like, oh my gosh, love this for me, love this for us. Health, everything. But now I'm, like, really on it, girl. Like, he was doing 2-a-days, right? So I'm telling myself, I wake up hella early regardless. I want to do my 30 minutes in the morning, and then I'm non-gluten and non-dairy, because PCOS and dairy and gluten, just, they don't go together real bad. They really don't. And I'm learning that. So I'm non-gluten, non-dairy, and then I'm going to do my second workout, which is just going to be another hot girl walk. And it's hot freaking enough in Florida, so yeah, it's going to be easy. And yeah, so that's going to be my 2-a-days. I'm really excited. I don't think I'm going to tell him until maybe like a couple of weeks I'm into it. But yeah, Scorpio bestie definitely inspired my little fitness journey, okay? And you guys being on my ass about episodes, you definitely inspired me to stay on track and just be like, and I think, what's her name? I think her name is Ashley, but she really came in the DMs like hella sweet. And I always am happy when you guys come sweet, because you get more with honey than you do with, I don't know the whole thing, but you know what I'm saying, right? She's like, love you, BB. Hope everything's okay. Notice how you haven't posted on the pod. And I'm just like, oh my God, somebody noticed. Like, that really means so freaking much. It means so freaking much. So, not that I want you guys to keep doing that, because I want to show up. I don't want you to have to do that. But just to let you know, it really does touch my heart. It makes me so happy. Like, so grateful, beyond grateful. Thank you so much. Anyways, so yeah, just showing up for you guys, showing up for my health, going grocery shopping. I'm not gonna tell you guys what I'm getting, because I really don't know what to get. I'm like, gotta look up everything, because like I said, I've been living life, okay? I've been eating what I want to. I've been doing what I want to. As you should, okay? But also, let's unbig these bags. Just a little bit. Just a little bit, okay? Don't give me too much. Just a little bit. Because my back is low-key starting to hurt, right? Honestly, I'm a comedian. Like, if anything is going wrong in my life, I'm definitely going to make a joke about it. I'm definitely going to make a joke. Yeah, you can catch me laughing. I am not going to cry about it. I refuse these days. No tears, just laughs, just jokes. Okay, if that is too dark and too much for you, goodbye, I'm sorry. But anyways, yeah, I'm begging the back. And that's just that on that. So I'm getting back on track with that. My goals, just really honing in. And I do react. Like, I'm a very reactive person. Like, you know those people that hit first and then ask questions later? That's how I am with impulse. Like, I impulsively text. I impulsively just do shit. Like, I just do things straight off of impulse. No thought behind it. And then I go, oh, damn, I shouldn't have done that. Or I'm like, oh, I should have thought that through. Like, and then business-wise, as a woman, that is super good for me, because that means I just do shit. Like, I don't ask questions. And women usually don't have that. Like, that's scientifically proven. But, so I do. So, yay me. But also, nay me, bitch, because I'm always just doing things. I'm like, oh, yeah, boom, boom, boom. Sephora today. Spent a bag. Why, Jada? Why? Why did you do that? That's not what your savings goals said you were going to do this month, did it? All right. Yeah. So I'm really learning to hone in my emotions and my impulse control. Because those are the things that get me off track. I get distracted. I text somebody back. I get distracted for like literally 3 weeks. What the fuck, Jada? Like, how did that happen? How did you let that happen? Yeah. So I'm just learning like my weaknesses, honestly, and to stop going off my impulses all the time. Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's not. So I'm really learning that right now and getting back on track with mindset, goals, body. Mindset, goals, body. Mindset, goals, body. Affirmation, skincare, because girl, I literally got connect the dots for pimples on my face. That's how stressed I was. Oh. If you guys are from Instagram and you've seen, yeah, it's in my most recent pictures. Zoom in on them, girls. Four pimples right next to each other. Ugh. Disgusting. Disgusting. Okay. Anyways, setting boundaries is next, right? So I have been setting hella boundaries, y'all. My best friend called me today on some let's grab lunch, let's catch up type vibes, drinks, food, my favorites. And I was like, I've got hella content to do. I got 10 pieces of content to do. Got to record tonight. Like, I just, I can't. And I'm sorry. I love you so much. He definitely sat there and convinced me for like 10 minutes. And I was like, babe, it's not happening. And it did not happen. And y'all, I went and got my nails done. And, I've bragged about Sephora enough. But I went to Sephora. I also went to Ross because they're honestly a life hack, not gonna lie. But yeah, I just went and ran errands and barefaced out the house in my cute little Daisy Dukes. I honestly was given today. And I listened to, what's that song? Point me to, you know that song? Point me to a slut, da da da. Anyways, but it's with Cardi, the remix. Yeah, we listened to her on repeat today. So I was with the vibes, swerving in and out of lanes. I know the people in my neighborhood are just so over me. They're like, who does this girl think she is? And why isn't her hands on the wheel? She needs to stop dancing and open her eyes and drive. Yeah. Don't do what I do. But yeah, I was with the vibes today. Honestly, I had a really, really good day. Like a really, really, really good day. So I was happy I set that boundary. And I was like, you know what? I've got shit to do. And I'm not going to not do my shit. Oh, and I washed clothes, y'all. And I washed clothes. We love that. Yes, and finished them. Laundry basket and all. Period. I forgot about that. That got me hype. But yeah, so I washed clothes as well. And yeah, I'm like, set your boundaries, queen. Set your boundaries. And then what I do. And now I'm recording for you guys. Oh, and I fed my friend's kitties for her and her fish. Yeah, supportive friend. She's out of town. I was like, yeah, sweetheart, I'll pull up. You live like 5 minutes away from me. So yeah, I pulled up and fed her kitties and her fish. And that was cute and fun. So now I'm just recording for you guys, and I'm so happy about that because I missed you so, so, so much. I was like, you know what? We'll really top this day off if I talk to the sun-kissed girls. You know what? I'm going to just call y'all babes because y'all have yet to give me, like, a really good new name. Like, I know Bad Bleeps was so easy. Like, that was such an easy, good name to call you guys. But now it's Soul Sourced. So what do I call you? I'm going to just call y'all babe. Like, I call everybody babe. You're my babes. You're my babes. I love you. So that's just, I'm going to stick with that until somebody gives me something different. Okay? But I know I'm ranting. And I keep saying but and then getting back into another rant. But set your boundaries. Do the things you got to do. The things you want to do. And don't go to the plans. I know they sound good, but you got shit to do. You got shit to do, and you got money to save. So just stay home and do what you got to do, okay? And I don't know who needed to hear that. I don't know who needed to hear that. But stay at home, babe. It's okay. Those plans are going to be there all the time. Stay at home. You got this. But that's kind of it. I've just been setting boundaries. I've been getting back on track mentally. My mental health is doing a lot better now that I'm not, you know, on my period. Yeah, she just takes a deep dive. Like, I just get really down and depressed. And mix that in with a male. Ugh, sickening. Okay, sickening. So, we're just not doing that right now. I've learned a lot. I've been learning so much, y'all. And I hope that you guys can just relate to me. I come to you guys on the pod like we are on FaceTime, okay? I want you to feel like you're on FaceTime with your best friend right now, because we are besties. I know a lot of stuff about a lot of y'all. Maybe not a lot of y'all, but some of y'all. A lot of y'all are strangers. But some of y'all, I know the ins and outs. And I love that for us. I love our friendship and our bond, okay? We twinning them. So I always wanted to feel like you're on a FaceTime call with me. And on YouTube, when I start recording like live, I'm literally gonna make it like a little FaceTime edit type vibe on an iPad or something. I've got it here in the brain. It's cackling everything up. Oh, you guys want to know a little healthy tip I've started doing? So every time, y'all know I'm writing a book. If you don't know, now you know. I'm writing a book. Yes, she's a writer. Little backstory, I always wanted to be a writer. Never thought I would talk to people and tell them my business. I always wrote my business out. Like, I was the kid that used to say, I'm running away. I hate my mom. I hate my stepdad. I'm gonna kill everybody. Like, I was that kid, and it was in my journal. And I would, like, cry writing it. Like, yeah. So I always wanted to be a writer. Always. And I started writing in high school, and my best friend, like, well, he's not my best friend now because we don't speak, but we're like friends. We're associates at this point. His name is Michael, and he always tells me, like, anytime we catch up, he's like, did you finish your book? Are you still writing your book? I'm like, he really encouraged me. He's like, you never stop writing. Like, literally, you never stop writing. You are so good. So yeah, y'all gonna taste that. If you can see the little face I'm making right now, y'all gonna get the chance to purchase that. Okay, calm down. Y'all get the chance when it's done and ready and edited. Okay, it's gonna be Amazon. It's gonna be on Amazon. Look out for it. Be looking out for it. Not anytime soon, actually. Not anytime soon, because I have some things to add. Some people to add to it. Not a tell-all, but yeah, if you made a mark in my life, you're definitely in that book. Definitely in that book. Have you guys read Raina Biddy or like the Arthur? Okay, so I can never say her name, but she wrote Bees in My Honey or Honey and something like that. Ruby Carr. She's a Taurus. Love her. So is Raina Biddy. So it's really funny that I just really love their books. When we're like all the same sign. So funny. I didn't know they were the same sign as me. Okay. When I bought their books, I didn't know. I just stalked them after I read them. And then found out. But yeah, it's kind of low-key give those vibes. And I don't know if I was just really inspired by their writing since I was in high school. Like, the way they write, the sonnets they use. Like, I love that type of writing and that type of book. It really resonates with me, and that's what my book is going to kind of be like. It's not going to be exactly like theirs, of course. Like, no, ew, that's gross. It's going to be from me. But that type of writing style, if you want to go look it up. Those are the authors. Raina Biddy and Ruby Carr. I think that's... She's Indian. So I think that's how you say it, but I'm not sure. I will link them in the description below. Or what do we call that? This isn't YouTube. In the show notes. Yes, show notes. In the show notes, I will link their books. But yeah. Now, that's it. That is the episode. I talked about my boundaries. I talked about getting back on track, navigating who you are and who you aren't. I'm not a Patek girl. I'm not a bust down girl, okay? I'm a seashell necklace wearing gold hoops on in both sets of my ear holes, okay? Yeah, that's the vibes. I live in Florida. That shit is hot, okay? No, I'm not doing it. But yes, I know who I am now. And it is necessary to lose people, things, and sometimes places, I was told, actually. And it's okay to be friends with people you thought you kind of had a crush on. Sometimes everybody isn't meant to be your person. Sometimes you're better off friends. So be friends. Happy Mental Health Monday. Check in with yourself. Love yourself. Tell somebody if you're hurting. I love you. And remember, you can do anything you put your mind to. I'll talk to you on Friday. Mwah. Send this episode to 3 friends.